News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The CEO of Intel stepped down last week after he was found he breached company rules on relationship with the workplace. The CEO basically had a consensual relationship and affair with an employee. However, it violated a non-fraternisation policy in the company. Stephanie Regan, a clinical psychotherapist who specialises in workplace wellbeing, joins us. Are you surprised by this, Stephanie, or is this kind of proper order?
Well, morning, Shane. Morning. Yeah, I think I'm not really surprised by it in the sense that Brian Krzanich was the CEO, and let's be honest, if there is a policy in place and if there is a very specific non-fraternization policy in place, if he breaches it, how can you apply it to others? Therefore, you know, it's probably inevitable that he had to go. I understand as well there was a kind of an issue, just in looking around this, that there was an issue that it had been concealed from the board for a while, that he had specifically concealed it from them. So I suppose there was an issue also of trust then in place, as I understand it. So, I mean, this policy only applied to managers, so it doesn't apply to everyone in the whole company.
Okay, but,
and I think we're all aware that romance thrives at work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think though of a situation. What happens with a CEO, a man or woman, not married, not in a relationship, get on really well with somebody at work? Is it impossible for them to date that person?
Yes, I think.
And is that right and proper that it's impossible for them to date that person?
I kind of think it is. I have to say I think it is, because it's so difficult. If you think about it, how can you avoid the risks of, you know, being unfair, of you know, not showing favoritism, of you know, difficulties in terms of, I don't know, away trips, or being perceived. You may be fair, but it's the perception of fairness. And if you think about it, with all of what we've been through in the last number of months, these policies are in place, A, to reflect values, if you like, and standards of behaviour that organisations want, but it's also to avoid risk. They do not want legal cases over time of harassment, of sexual harassment. We have heard them come through. And I think this is the other side of all of what we've listened to in the Me Too. You know, if you think about it, is there something very wrong in detailing some behaviours around the workplace situation? And I don't think there is. I think it's something that is going to happen more and more, and I think it's a positive thing, as long as we don't take it to, you know, to ridiculous extremes.
No, I absolutely get the point you're making, and there is a need to have protection there for employees. I'm just wondering though, there will be situations where people genuinely fall in love. What happens in that scenario? One of them has to give up their job.
Well, if you're at that level and you sign up to that, unfortunately, that is inevitably the choice you have to make. And I mean, I know you can say, you know, people fall in love, and they do, of course.
Bill and Melinda Gates, didn't they? They worked together at Microsoft. Kevin from Cork has just texted him. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, they met at Microsoft.
That's right. But they probably didn't have the non-fraternisation policy in place.
No, clearly.
So it was probably okay then. And even in this instance, I mean, this man, Krzanich, you know, this policy is only in place, as far as I know, about 10 years, or even a little less than 10 years. So before that, it was fine. But I mean, that's about awareness changing, isn't it? I mean, things are changing in that regard.
Okay.
You know, and
just managers only, though. Just managers only. Because I mean, like journalism, I know loads of people who got together in work and are married now, happily married now and stuff.
Absolutely.
But you're saying just at a management level, obviously.
Well, at a management level, that's where this policy was pitched. Now, if you, I don't know if you were aware, but last week, just earlier in the week last week, Facebook, it was reported that the policy has been in place for a little, but it was reported about how Facebook have this, you know, one request only for a date in their workplace. Are you aware of that?
No.
I think, a very interesting one, because that applies to the non-managers, that applies to the whole
body
of staff.
Well, I get that, because, like, you know, sort of, you ask once, you're told no, take it as no. Don't keep asking, because then you're pestered.
And what's that about? I mean, it's not about trying to kill romance in the workplace. It's about trying to make sure that, you know, it's management trying to play a positive role.
I'm amazed anyone would
relations back in place.
I'd be amazed anyone would ask twice anyway. If you get knocked back once, I would have thought that was it.
Are you kidding me? No. It's very, that is a very commonly reported problem, that you know, that continues, and, you know, that you ask once, but it's not, you know, ask once and it's, you give the gentle refusal, but it doesn't work, and the person continues. So, you know, it actually is, I think, again, a very positive policy.
Okay.
And it's very usual for organizations to discourage any sort of relationships between management and anyone who reports to them or anyone who is at a
We have to leave it there. Stephanie, thanks indeed for talking to us.